Stop 4 is the hairpin bend in the trail where the embankment ends.
You are standing at a bend in the forest trail. This is a great place to hear how lively the forest is in autumn. Often there's a continual loud chipping like this. Any idea who makes that call? Many people figure it is one of the woodland birds, but it's really a chipmunk. The woods are filled with chipmunk chatter, particularly in the fall when they are gathering acorns and other nuts and seeds for winter, filling their cheek pouches until they bulge. Chipmunks hoard a large food supply in underground burrows where they remain dormant for much of the winter. Listen for a single sharp chip or for a series of rapid, monotonous chips. With their cinnamon brown fur and white and black side stripes, chipmunks are masters of camouflage. They blend into the forest floor and woody vegetation when they aren't moving, so they're often heard before they're seen. You can recognize their chips or hear them skittering through the brush when they move. Gray squirrels are also plentiful at Broadmoor. Like their chipmunk cousins, they gather nuts for winter but bury them in shallow individual holes. Squirrels are active all winter and will dig up the nuts when they're hungry. Excluding their long bushy tails, squirrels are roughly twice as long as chipmunks but weigh 5 or 6 times more. It's fairly easy to distinguish between the gentle rustling of chipmunks and the loud crashing of squirrels as they travel through the underbrush or in the trees. As you walk, try to distinguish chipmunk calls from bird calls.
When you are ready to go on, turn left. The trail gently slopes downhill. Take 5 to 7 steps forward to find and follow the hillside along the left side of the path. Please be careful to stay to the left because there is a steep drop beyond the right side of the path. Stop 5, a large white pine tree, is approximately 112 feet from the hairpin bend. It is on the left side of the trail. Enter 5 when you get to the pine tree.